Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Want to get it all? With CenturyLink, you get super fast internet up to 10 megs for $19.95 a month for 3 years when you bundle. That's 3 years, one price, guaranteed. Visit CenturyLink.com to get it all.
And the fields are turning, and the temperatures are rising. I see the factories are burning, where the wheels keep it turning. Well, I've seen that you grow now, when the horses you ride. Gonna have your say now, see the new horizon.
All right, guys, welcome one, welcome all to the return of New Moon Rising Radio, heard right here exclusively on the VOC Nation Radio Network. That website, if you want to tune in live, vocnation.com. Don't forget, we're also streamed and streamlined live on thebradyhicks.com. Guys, I'm Brady Hicks, the voice of New Moon Rising Wrestling. I have with me once again... And once again, as we head into the big debut for Phoenix Pro Wrestling, which will feature a number of New Moon Rising Wrestling stars this Saturday at the Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club in Vineland, New Jersey. But we're going to talk about that shortly. We're also going to talk about the implosion of the Me Society leading up to one of the big matches for this Saturday. But first and foremost, guys, joining me once again, the ring announcer, the voice for New Moon Rising Wrestling, Cliff Light. What's going on, Cliff?
Nothing much, Brady. I just want to say hi to everybody. I'm ready to get this one started, man. This should be definitely a good one.
It's been a busy couple weeks there. We had to preempt a couple shows, but we are back. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, the Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club, that's 3926 Delcy Drive in Vineland, New Jersey. If you want to call in, get tickets, 267-218-0917 or prowrestling1997@hotmail.com to order tickets for it's a stacked lineup, Cliff. We are going to talk about that shortly. I also want to give out the number for today if you want to call in and be part of the show here with Cliff and I, because we're talking about a very interesting topic, the Me Society. 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. Right off the bat, I wanted to get that out there for you guys. You want to call in, be part of the show. I know I'd love it, and Cliff would as well. So Cliff, this Saturday, I mean, there's a number of great matches that are lined up. Like I said, a number of them featuring New Moon Rising Wrestling guys. This company, which is brought to us, of course, by my broadcast colleague Dean Dixon, is in close association with New Moon. So, Cliff, what do you think you're looking forward to most this Saturday?
Oh, well, one, getting to see everybody back in one area would be nice. I mean, it's been over a year. I mean, just to pick one individual thing, I mean, I think that would be hard. I mean, like you said earlier, the card stacked from top to bottom. I mean, we got guys, you know, guys have been with New Moon that are coming over here, a couple of new faces that people might not have seen at the Proving Grounds before when we were there for New Moon. Yeah, it's just so stacked. I mean, and as I've seen that Matt Saigon will be defending the World Championship, the New Moon World Championship on the card as well. I mean, so that, to me, being a New Moon guy, that's something that's very huge.
It's going to be very big indeed, and he'll be challenged by O-Dog, the winner of PG-13 last fall, the last card actually held for New Moon Rising Wrestling. So that will be a New Moon Rising Wrestling heavyweight title match, as Cliff alluded to. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a commercial break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to listen to basically what led to the implosion of the Mii Society in this huge match featuring Jake Bishop and Best in America, which is coming up this Saturday, also featuring the Knight Rider Robert Knight, by the way, I believe. So we're going to listen to that. Now, if you want to be part of the show, like I said, 855 VOC Radio. That's 855-862-7234. This is New Moon Rising Radio. We're for the day, I guess, honorarily, Phoenix Prayer Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his vote.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making towns. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Dougie Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
What else can you do at this point? The implosion of the Mies Society is happening before our very eyes, Dean. Just moments ago, the Untouchables effectively quit the Mies Society. They effectively quit. And now, with Justin America hurt, it looks as if we've got a handicap match.
Small one handicap
match. It looks as if we've got a handicap match right now. Jake Bishop holding his own. Is he the former Mies Society leader? I don't even know.
I'm not sure, Hicks, but I'll tell you why.
Suicide dive by Jake Bishop! Greatest defeat in the fans! I'm not even sure who I should be cheering for. None of these guys like me. Right now, Bishop, trying his best to take control of the situation that very much has been taken out of his hands. Bishop on the offense.
I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted.
That's okay, forget the headphones. We don't need headphones.
Well, I'm a little upset.
We're bothered by technical difficulties right now, but that's okay. That's okay, because we're going strong right now.
Well, no, I'm not bothered by technical difficulties. I'm bothered by the fact that these guys, friends, you have a neck breaker there. A modified neck breaker at that. Justin America on the outside was injured earlier tonight in the match.
Thick as thieves, Dean. Thick as, and you would know that because you were one of those thieves for a while.
What are you talking about? I wasn't.
I seem to remember that tonight wasn't the only night you had a key in your pocket.
Irregardless, Hicks.
You might be the very reason this match is even happening, Dean.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you didn't get involved, maybe the Mies Society would have won it for all.
I gave them a better chance than they already had, Hicks.
You lured out Don Warren, who hit Jake Bishop with a chair.
If Jake Bishop climbed the ladder a little...
Now he's face flying already! It's a little early for them to get him.
Well, that was a bad one. Billy Chainswang knocked our microphone down.
what an incredible Billy Chainswang right now. But here's the advantage, Dean. Here's the advantage of having a tag team partner and a best friend as your ally, as a guy to tag in. Jake Bishop doesn't have that right now.
Dorian Michaels going for a double suplex.
Jake Ow. Bishop has a gimp in his corner. And I realize now that we took off our headphones, how loud I actually talk.
Well, this is, I'm not even worried about headphones, microphones.
Yeah, we don't
I'm
need
distracted.
That.
I'm distracted by
well, sure,
what's
mean,
going
you know,
on here.
Your compadres are imploding. Why don't you go be Jake Bishop's tag team partner? You guys are best friends, right?
Well, I was told that in a couple of months I'd be in a tag team match. That's what I heard.
I hope not.
Some people wise to me may have said it. But anyway, getting back to the match.
I was going to say, Dean, you better hope not, given your track record.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to do anything inside that ring.
Gore and Michaels on the offense right now. The Untouchables are on fire.
Let's just say I've learned my lesson. I saw Jake Bishop now.
The benefit of a tag? Again, the Untouchables. They can double team.
Wait,
they can tag the other man out when they're tired. They can get out of the ring. Have the fresh guy come in. Jake Bishop doesn't have that option.
I don't understand what was going on there. It looked like Justin was distracting the official. Why would Justin distract the official? Jake Bishop desperately.
Oh! Why does Justin America do anything that he does?
Looks like a crusher there, an ace crusher. Both men down, laying the count on now.
Justin America is the most unpredictable guy on the New Moon roster.
You know,
what he does from moment to moment, you have no idea what his motives are. He probably doesn't even know because he's crazy.
You're questioning his sanity at this point.
At this point?
Oh, no, we've seen this before. Big, Big Moonsault missed the mark.
Mr. Moonsault misses the mark. Jake Bishop, right now, he's reeling. And he has the former tag team champions on the offense.
Oh, big wheel kick there. Michaels looking to finish it up. Look for the pin. Somehow, X-Dog Jake Bishop showing that championship middle.
Yeah, but if Jake Bishop isn't careful, they're going to turn him into an X-Dog.
Now applying the rest maneuver.
The chin lock. There's nothing restful about anything. These guys don't get a break. Well, maybe Gore or Michaels does, depending on who's on the apron, but...
Well, Gore is on the apron. Michaels is on the inside.
I knew that.
I know you did. I'm just pointing it out for the fans at home who might not.
I do wish one of them had blonde hair again. That does help a little bit.
Well, Michaels is the one who had blonde hair.
But he doesn't, so it doesn't help. But right now,
Gore
Jake
is the taller
Bishop.
Of the two.
Do you think it's possible, Dean, that the fans are rallying behind Jake Bishop?
That is a very odd turn of events.
Justin America can't like that.
The Gunner. Oh! Oh!
Spinebuster!
That's gotta be it.
Oh! Jake Bishop finds the heart.
You know what, though? I said that had to be it, but here's the thing. We're talking about a former champion.
Sure.
Two-time champion here at New Moon Rising Wrestling.
I mean, up until January, all four of these men at ringside were champions. The top is their player. They were at the top of their game. The problem is Jake Bishop has to contend with two former champions.
It's only a two count. Gore a little upset. Questioning the master official. As he should.
A rake of the face by the boot. Only legal in women's matches, right, Dean?
Soft for your boots.
Makes sense.
Up into the rope.
Billy made Jake Bishop into the ropes. What if he get out? He has to get the tag. Just a two count. The Untouchables are on top of this team.
They really are. Gore and Michaels, they are attacking. Of course, when they won those titles, they beat the inaugural champions, the Nigerian Nightmares, for those titles.
That must have been a sight.
It really was.
It was a sight, actually. I was there. What am I saying?
It is part of a three-way. Of course, Havoc and Anderson were also involved. But right now.
Yeah, back to business in the ring.
Jake Bishop. Oh, my goodness. You can hear that from here. Jake Bishop.
It's amazing to me how quickly things can turn between four best friends.
It really can happen.
They rode together. They went to each other's birthdays. They went to their family christenings. They did everything together.
The fans getting behind Jake Bishop again?
It sounds like it.
It's very odd.
I don't know what's going on, Dean. We've got people approaching us all night long.
People sitting down for commentary. I don't know what's going on. Jake Bishop again.
Bishop, still on the offense. That's a former world champ clothesline.
I'm not sure what Jake Bishop's doing now.
He's got
a rabbit punch. And a punch to the temple.
A forearm to the back of the head, the temple area. Can the Untouchables get the tag, though, Dean? Because that's the benefit that they have right now.
It really is the benefit in a handicap match versus this. Michaels makes the tag to Gore. Jake Bishop, of course, no one in his corner.
Close line.
Double chop right to the throat.
Jake Bishop with the big back body drop. Oh, the boot in the corner.
That was a Yakuza kick.
He's on fire.
What is this? Electric chair by Jake Bishop? There again.
There's the advantage.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Jake Bishop, it's sad to see things break down like this between, like you said, four former friends. What's Justin America doing now? Getting up on the apron. He's getting the kendo stick. I'm familiar with the kendo stick, too.
Oh, he's got that away. Justin America just accidentally It was an accident.
I don't think that was an accident.
Who's he calling for? The Untouchable's got the pin.
Beverly Bird?
He's walking on his foot.
Beverly Bird?
He's walking on his foot.
Untouchables.
This was all a ruse.
Wait, it's a miracle. He's healed.
No, it was a ruse, you moron.
No! What are you doing?
One at that.
That's their leader.
Not anymore.
Jake Fisher and Beverly Berwick down there with them?
There you go. Beverly Berwick.
Just last month, I asked Justin America what he thought about Beverly Berwick.
Beverly Berwick.
I know. He's abused your friend, Justin. Justin.
Oh, no.
He broke his leg. Oh, my God.
No.
Jake.
Jake Bishop.
Is he okay?
Who is going to come out here?
Quiet.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was From the Ides of March 2013, the implosion of the Me Society at the hands of Justin America, Beverly Berwick, and, of course, the Untouchables. I'm joined by Cliff Light. I'm Brady Hicks. And, guys, or Cliff, I should say Cliff specifically, I mean, talk a little bit. I mean, you were at ringside for that. Talk about the surprise that you felt seeing all that go down.
I mean, if you want to go before that, I had those guys on my interview segment to Spotlight, and you just felt the tension in the ring between all four guys, just building and building. So it was a little intense there. Excuse me, a little bit later on. That match with all those guys, and Justin faking the ankle injury to get rid of Jake, what he thought was once and for all, was definitely a shocker to see.
I can remember, I mean, for months on end, the Me Society would ridicule him and taunt, and for lack of a better phrase, they would bully me. You know, anytime I had to interview them for any sort of segment or anything, but those guys all appeared so close. And, you know, it's funny because despite being mistreated for Jake Bishop for so long while a member of the company, I always kind of, I don't know, like I really empathized with him. You know, I really felt sorry for him to see all this go down. It was like it was all taken away from him and none of it was his fault. You know, the fact that they lost the title, that wasn't his fault. In fact, you could argue that the Me Society wouldn't have gotten as far as they were without Jake Bishop at the helm.
I would totally agree with that. I mean, you had a guy that was one of the first people to hold the New Moon title. I mean, he was the centerpiece of New Moon for a good while, and he had, like you mentioned then during that clip, the battles him and the Punisher had over the New Moon Championship, off and on for pretty much a year and a half. So, I mean, if it wasn't for Jake being on that big pedestal at the top, who knows? I mean, Me Society might not have been even nowhere close to what they were if it wasn't for Jake.
Now, of course, fast-forwarding a couple months to PG-13 in 2013, September of that year, Jake Bishop making his surprise return, helping eliminate Justin America and of course, renewing that rivalry. But that rivalry never got a chance to play out because New Moon Rising Wrestling went on break. You know, New Moon Rising Wrestling went on hiatus. They went away for a little while. But coming up this Saturday, Cliff, for any fans who want to relive this rivalry and maybe see all the new chapters that are yet to be written, this Saturday, live from the Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club, that's 3926 Delsey Drive in Vineland, New Jersey, calling for tickets 267-218-0917 or email prowrestling1997@hotmail.com. And, of course, this Saturday, Cliff, Phoenix Pro Wrestling with Jake Bishop versus just in America. They're going to be in the ring for the first time since all these encounters last year.
And you forgot one important element to that match. The return of the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, which, I mean, once the matches started, you know, coming out, what the car was going to be, I mean, that was definitely one of my focuses, to see all three of those guys who've been, you know, best of friends and now it looks like, you know, going to be the best of enemies. It's definitely going to be an impactful triple threat match.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, we're also going to have a heavyweight title match, as Cliff mentioned earlier. Matt Sydal defending his New Moon title against O-Dog, the number one contender back from a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody was at the Proving Grounds, I mean, if they do remember, O-Dog and Matt were actually the two finalists in the heavyweight championship tournament, which was an unbelievable match. So hopefully, you know, we get another unbelievable match for the title.
Absolutely. And in other action, I've just been told that Xavier Cross will not be at the show. He was scheduled to take on a debuting Stan Styles. Now, of course, Stan Styles in need of an opponent, and it sounds as if, Cliff, I don't know if you've even heard this, but we're going to get the door-to-door luchador. His name is Xerox. Have you ever had the chance to check out Xerox, Cliff?
Actually, I have. That's a shock. I mean, I hope everything's all right with Xavier Cross there. But to get looks like our second luchador on the card, along with Gordo Libre, now with Xerox. I've seen Xerox in the ring doing his thing, and the fans will definitely be in a treat for that match.
Absolutely, absolutely. And don't forget, of course, Cliff, this is a huge deal in this area. You remember we covered this particular star on an episode of New Moon Rising Radio a couple months ago, one of the most popular guys ever in the company, and he only fought in one match. Ryan Castellucci. Will be taking on Nate Wallace, one of the rising, up-and-coming guys. We got to know him in the Combine, Cliff. He's going to be taking the place of Ron Starr, who will not be able to make the card due to injury. But Nate Wallace stepping up, Cliff. He's going to be taking on Ryan Castellucci.
That's going to be another good match. I mean, just watching Nate do his thing on the Combine shows, got it. It's definitely an up-and-comer. Just waiting for that big shot to, you know, break through. And, I mean, Mr. Castellucci, I mean, it'd be great to see him back in the ring. I mean, I know it's been a while, but it's definitely going to be another decent match to see.
And next up we have, I don't know if you're familiar with this Jimmy Chondo Lion, Cliff, but I came to know him through the Combines as well. Just a nasty fella, really surly, and he is going to be taking on the debuting El Gordo Libre.
Yeah, Jimmy Lyons, I had the, you know, pleasure, if you want to call it that, working with him quite a few times on a couple of Combine shows. For me, I'm really, really looking forward to this match to see El Gordo Libre making his not alone his Phoenix Pro Wrestling debut, but his debut here in the States. I mean, that another match keeps, you know, beating a dead horse, but that's another match. It's going to be definitely worth the price of admission to see.
And for anyone who's unfamiliar with the great El Gordo Libre, I recommend that you go on YouTube and you search for our broadcast colleague, Dean Dixon, because Dean and Justin America went in search of El Gordo Libre, a great set of documentaries. I don't know what you call them, but they, vignettes. They were searching for El Gordo Libre.
I would put it, yes, definitely vignettes. If anybody remembers, like, the old school, you know, WWE vignettes, it's something to those lines where you got two guys are out on the road looking for a wrestler, and, you know, little adventures Dean and Justin had, and definitely something worth checking out.
I felt like I was watching the Bushwhackers all over again, watching Dean and Justin go at it, you know, looking for El Gordo Libre. That's what it is. That's what it is, guys. And so much more. Also, a special edition of the Ringside with the Roughneck. So you guys can be excited about that. Cliff Light will be there. Dean and I on commentary. And, of course, guys, so many more matches. This is going to be a stacked card. As I mentioned, it's at the Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club this Saturday.
And one more quick thing we're able to throw in there.
Sure thing.
And we got live. So everybody, also make sure you get there a little bit early because we will have live music by another bunch of luchadors, the Mystery Men, playing live during the pre-show and maybe even heard rumors and maybe even towards our little intermission. So that's definitely something definitely you want to make sure you get there a little earlier to check out.
I'm loving that. And, of course, in addition to them, don't forget the fine women of the Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club, Cliff. With your ticket, you can get in and see the women as well. So that's something you might want to keep in mind.
Yes.
The show starts this Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. I would say, like Cliff said, get there around 1, definitely, to check out the Mystery Men and see what else is going on around. The Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club, 3926 Delcy Drive in Vineland, New Jersey. Call for tickets, 267-218-0917. Cliff, we got to get out of here. Tell me what you're most excited for this Saturday. I already asked you that.
I'm just more excited just to start, be back with all the guys. Just can't wait. Like I said, I mean, we went over most of the card. It's a great card to see. I just want to, make sure everybody comes out, supports this new great company. I can hope to see everybody, a lot of those familiar faces that we've seen before, come out, enjoy, have a great big bash, last bash before, summer's over. So come on, join us. And, it's going to be definitely one you want to save your ticket for because I think, with all the brain trust behind Phoenix Pro, it's going to be going places. So make sure you're there on Saturday.
So there you go, guys. And I'm looking most forward to giving Justin America a big old hug because it's been a long time. And who knows, after getting in the ring with the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, and, of course, the man who hates him beyond anything out there, Jake Bishop, this might be my last opportunity to hug Justin America. So get out there this Saturday, Sanctuary Gentlemen's Club. And, of course, go on Facebook, check out the event. Check out all the videos that have been posted and all that stuff. You are looking for Phoenix. That's Phoenix RO Wrestling. Search for that on Facebook. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with New Moon Rising Radio. I'm Brady Hicks for Cliff Light. Thank you for tuning in. My God, these half hours go so fast, Cliff.
Yes, they do.
We'll see you guys this Saturday.
And the fields are turning.